Next up, we've got Menage a Tune with Miscommunication.
You asked me for eggs, pickled eggs, pickled eggs, but I never made them before. You told me it's easy, boil the eggs, then place in a jar of vinegar. But you never said peel the eggs, peel the eggs. You never said that to me.
You know, I think that the Just Call Me Miscommunication is a cute chorus idea. And I like the idea of someone always acting literally. Like, I think that's a solid way of addressing the prompt. I really like the sound of this DI electric guitar. I mean, it's quirky and indie sounding. So I like that. And I think the fact that its timing is really not perfect also meshes well with the singer's kind of slightly ad hoc delivery. So not everything meshes perfectly, and I think that just adds indie cred. So yeah, there's definitely not a click track within anywhere of spitting distance with this song, and that imperfect natural rhythm I think adds a little bit to the charm. I like the line, "I'm a literalist," it's true, but at the end, "It's literally true" is maybe a bit too far, and the final spoken literally is gilding the lily. I mean, I enjoy the word literally, and I like the fact that people often use it figuratively, which I find funny, which is not the case here, but let's not overdo it.
This is one of those instances where I imagine Menage a Tune came up with that miscommunication pun more or less on her own, but I actually have a song in regular rotation on my playlists called Miscommunication by a band called Jim's Big Ego. And it's not a really neat pun for me when it comes right down to it. It doesn't really have any currency in this presentation. This is G&G. The performances are fine. The melodies are fine. I sort of like that repetition of, you know, boil the eggs, and go to stores, go to stores. I thought that was a good choice. The two verses are so weird and unconnected, though. You know, in the first verse, she's making pickled eggs, which is completely normal everyday activity, right?
Yep.
And then in the second, she's an army private or something. And so it just seems, you know, why those two examples of miscommunications instead of something that she might be able to pull from her everyday life. Anyhow, I'm not writing this song for her. I'm not rewriting this song for her. I don't know. But
quirky.
Recording. Yeah, quirky is sure. Yeah. The recording quality is not great either. And so, yeah, not in my top 10, this one.